Well, first of all, my thoughts are with all the people that attend these clinics, and first, as well as that, is that it is still closing. That is the concern. I know that we received a statement which means that they're going to allocate people to the National Treatment Purchase Fund, which they'll be able to go to Kingsbridge in Sligo, and also they're a local locum consultant will be commenced in July. But this is still not good enough. I mean, this is not the first time here in the Northwest where we see consultants leaving the posts here in Sligo and Donegal and other places and going to Dublin. And then when we're trying to get somebody to replace them, it's nearly impossible. I think we need to be having a different look at how we operate. I think the HSE needs to be a different package done up for the Northwest than there is for Dublin or anywhere else if we're going to attract people to this area. And then we have to be looking at the concerns of why is consultants leaving? I mean, we have a team there since 2006 working in Sligo, and now all of a sudden, between in less than 2 months, we have two consultants leaving their posts in Sligo. So there's serious questions there to be asked. And I'm asking my spokesperson, David Cunnan, to raise these with the minister and to find out exactly what's happening. As I said, his last visit here to Sligo, we met with the management team in Sligo regarding a number of issues that we want to address. And this is another issue now we need to address. Time and time again here, we have Sligo University Hospital always put out there, which means where we're losing a service, we're never gaining it. So I think there's questions, serious questions here to be asked, and I don't think that the people of Sligo should let this off the hook. I think we need to keep this high on the agenda from here on in and make sure that we get our this service is saved and not lost.
Are you fearful then that Saolta will struggle to fill these two vacancies now going forward, and therefore that the unit or the clinic maybe it'll take some time for it to reopen, if at all?
Well, between when they're using the National Treatment Purchase Fund, that fund it was established for waiting lists in the healthcare service. I have a feeling that they're going to use that, and they're going to use Kingsbridge, which means to filter through as many patients as they can there and delay employing somebody in this area, and we could lose the service. And if we do lose the service, it's down to government that we're losing the service. If we do lose the service, it's down to management why we aren't attracting people here into this area. So I think there's a job of work here to be done. And me as a local representative, along with all the other parties, need to step up to the mark here. And we need to start asking questions on how come that this is happening time and time again. Not just in HSE, we've seen it in the CAM services, we've seen it in other services here down through the years where we seem to be losing these services. And no one is held responsible for it. That time now has stopped. I think we need to have people to step up to the mark here, ask these questions and find out exactly what's happened and how are we losing these consultants so easy to Dublin and other areas. Why can't we attract them here? And if that means then we have to have a look at the contracts we're offering or the payment we're offering, then that needs to be looked at.